The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Family Sanity with your host, Dr. Brian Stress. When you or a loved one are facing life's challenges, this hour could be your lifeline to understanding and improving your relationships. No matter your age, there is something here for you. Now, here is Dr. Brian Stress.
Hello, everyone. My name is actually not Dr. Brian Stress. I'm filling in. I'm the substitute today. Welcome to Family Sanity. I'll be your host. My name is Mark Mall. I'm generally on the program covering the nutrition piece. Today I am here with special co-host Cynthia Kent. Thank you for joining us today. Later on we'll have pharmacist Ted Regalia. Today's topic is weight loss. So if you have any questions or any comments, anything of concern that you may need some support, please call our show at 1-866-472-5792. That is 1-866-472-5792. Or if you have access to email, feel free to email your questions or your comments to familysanity@drstressassociates.com. That is familysanity@drstressassociates.com. When we get into weight loss, everyone is faced with a wide variety of information about what appropriate weight loss is, what effective weight loss methods include. It seems like there is a day-to-day push toward being skinny, slim, having the perfect body, being a 10, being an 11 on a 10 scale. There are tons and tons of different opinions about what's appropriate and what actually works. Anyone who suffers from being overweight, kids, adolescents, athletes, adults, elderly, can be confused with all the different messages that we are getting bombarded with on a daily basis about positive ways to lose weight and effective ways to lose weight. Maintaining appropriate weight is recommended by doctors and experts worldwide in order to maintain healthy living standards. Today we are going to be discussing what works, maybe what's a scam, and anything else that we can think about regarding weight loss, some of the positive and some of the negative things that you may encounter. So, Cynthia, are you still there?
I'm right here. Good morning, everyone.
Well, the first thing I thought we should talk about, Cynthia, with the confusing messages specifically, is the ideal weights. I think that sometimes consumers, basically anyone who eats, gets a lot of different messages from TV, from radio, about what size you should be. And one of the things that I looked up in preparation for today's show is that plus-size models, this is just an example, were a size 12 to 18 10 years ago. And in today's modeling society, the standard is a size 6 to 14.
For plus models?
This is what plus-size models are, yes.
Yikes.
So that's a huge, huge difference. I mean, there's a strong discrepancy, and that's only a decade.
Right. That is absolutely amazing to go from a size 12 to a size 6 now. Then that's considered a plus size model. I mean, it just seems to me that that would be like more the appropriate weight. When I see models in magazines, they look so thin. It's almost they don't almost don't look feminine. to be quite honest with you, they just look like, well, maybe not necessarily feminine, but they look a lot younger because they don't have hips or, you know, that kind of situation. So, yeah, that is those messages that we get from society about being thin, and if you're successful if you're thin, they are absolutely distorted.
And it really doesn't help because you're absolutely right. The media purports the size 6 to 14, which is now considered plus size, as being desirable, or as being plus size, excuse me, but desirable would actually be then size 5 or less. You know,
right.
And I think that that's especially where adults and children and adolescents really can get sidetracked about what's healthy and what's not.
Right, right. Yeah, and I don't know. I think this is kind of a double-edged sword, if you will. On one hand, we have this idea of we need to be thin, and if we're thin, we're successful. Yet on the other side of the spectrum, we have also put a lot of emphasis on poor eating habits. In regards to what I'm thinking of is, how often do we not have time to sit down and have a meal, and rather we stop at the fast food place? You know, so we have both sides of the spectrum. In one hand, like, we have to be thin, and then on the other, we don't make the proper time to take care of ourselves, if you will.
Absolutely. The convenience items, especially on the food route, and the seemingly increasing need to have immediate gratification. You know, I'm going to lose 10 pounds this week. Well, that's not the healthy way to do it. Yet, you're absolutely right. There is a simultaneous message here going on saying that we need to hurry up and get things done, whatever
right.
the are in a lot of cases.
Right, right. We don't have time. We don't have to. Let's lose weight fast, but we don't have time to really take care of that and put effort into our eating habits. Let's just stop and get a quick meal. And yeah, I agree with you. I think that now in our society, we don't have any tolerance for frustration, if you will. Not frustration. Well, yeah, that immediate gratification. We want to lose weight, and we want to lose it fast. And I was actually looking really briefly online. I just typed in weight loss and 15 days, or lose two and a half pounds in 2 days, or and take this pill and it'll be like magic. And yikes, you know, what dangerous messages that we're sending people out there that they can lose weight that fast. That doesn't seem healthy to me. And yeah, it's not really encouraging that patience that we need to encourage our patients to taking care of themselves and also including exercise in their weight loss plan, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. There needs to be a balance, eating healthy and exercise. And when people ask about ideal weights, really, I have a hard time with coming up with a specific number for them, just because mm-hmm. there's so much uniqueness with every single person that really boils down to what works for you and what doesn't work for you. I mean, people know when they're not feeling good, or they mm-hmm. know they have to wait.
Right, right. Yeah, and I totally agree with you. You know, when we go to a physician, maybe they'd have some basic guidelines as to, okay, so for a person your height and your age, you should be around this, in this bracket, if you will. But oftentimes, you know, maybe we need to take under consideration how they're built and their genetic background. And so there's a little bit more to it than just saying, well, this is your target weight and you need to be here no matter what. I think you're right. I think it really depends on a lot more factors than just your height and your age, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. And the height and weight, you know, we hear a lot about the BMI, the body mass index.
Mm-hmm.
That's just based on height and weight. So technically, a lot of bodybuilders, you know, are 5 foot five or even less, and they weigh 230 or 240 pounds, and
right.
they've got like 1%, 2% body fat. Well,
right.
According to that body mass index, that person would technically be considered obese.
Yeah, when they have no ounce of fat in their body, yeah. How, that doesn't make any sense, yeah.
And that's actually one of the other things I wanted to touch on today is this body mass index. We hear a lot about the body mass index, body mass index. For people without a lot of muscles, like kids and generally the elderly, have lesser